Alaska Sound Celebration, the local chapter of the Sweet Adelines, a barbershop-style women's a cappella singing group, has been working with some guest vocalists over the past 6 weeks. Tonight in Anchorage, the group will team up with other local choruses to sing some holiday tunes. Karen Leet is one of the directors of Alaska Sound Celebration. She's been singing for 20 years. She says the Sweet Adelines got started in the 50s when women wanted to get in on the fun of four-part harmony singing like men were doing in barbershop quartets. She says at least once a month, Alaska Sound Celebration sings somewhere.
We do the monthly naturalization ceremonies at the courthouse. We also do this downtown market in the summertime. We sing at baseball games in the summertime. We have a fall show. We also sing, we're singing a Christmas show this Friday. So we're always doing something.
Earlier this week, the group was rehearsing for tonight's show.
One, two!
We are the Sound Celebration. Join in the symphony. Join in the song.
Alaska Sound.
Leet says a cappella is challenging because there are no instruments to lean on to stay in tune, but she says it's a lot of fun.
There's articles out there that singing is good for your health, and it is true. You can come in tired and dragging, come into rehearsal, but when you leave 3 hours later, you are just alive and invigorated, and if you had a stuffy nose when you leave, you're all cleared up because of the vibrations in your head when you sing. It actually, at least on me, it loosens up all that sinus congestion, and it actually helps, I think, and even it just brightens your mood, and it just makes you feel good. It's kind of addicting.
She says 10 women answered an ad inviting tryouts for the group 6 weeks ago.
And 5 of them are going to sing with us in the show on Friday. So this is their first, we're kind of test driving the chorus. They're going to sing with us in full makeup, costume, everything. So they're really excited about it.
Peggy McBride is also a director. She started singing with the Sourdough Chorus 18 years ago, and then she and Leet merged their groups 3 years ago. McBride says the intertwined vocals are inspiring.
There's just nothing like it in the world when you hear 80 women singing together and perfect harmony, and it just is so exciting. But also, Sweet Adelines likes to teach. They like to teach about music. And so that, I think, is probably one of the other things that makes me love it so much, is that they're trying to bring the best out of each woman that walks in the store. You may walk in and just want to sing, but if you want an opportunity to learn to direct or to learn about better vocal production, or about how to run a show, or how to act, or how to do MC work, this is the place where you can come and learn those things.
McBride says there are Sweet Adeline groups all around the world. One of the women who signed up 6 weeks ago, Mary Barrett from Palmer, says it's been a fantastic experience.
They've been incredibly friendly and supportive. The harmony's great. I mean, I've always liked barbershop singing, and so it's been kind of crazy. I've had to memorize songs, so that's been kind of scary because I don't think I've memorized anything since high school. It's been just a lot of fun.
The group was all smiles as they practiced for this evening's show that starts at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center in downtown Anchorage. The group will be joined by the Midnight Suns as well as the West High School Chorus.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bell rock.